I work in a high school in York County, Maine, and we're going to talk today about weight bias in the workplace. It's definitely a problem in the high school here, also not only with the teachers, but also with the students. You can see it in the classes. You can see it at the lunchroom. You can see it during the gym times. Fat people do not get picked. They do not want them to play baseball. They do not want them to be on their team for volleyball or badminton. And they always, these students always stand in the back of the row. If you ever go into a classroom or a PE class, look who is out in front. You have the jocks, you have the pretty girls, you have the cheerleaders, but where are the kids that are ashamed of their bodies, ashamed of their looks? They're standing in the back row and nobody notices and nobody picks them. As we continue on with being fat, let's not forget how teachers also look at other coworkers and make comments that are unnecessary, and they don't realize how much it hurts. And you will also see this in the teacher's room. You will see this when there is a special project going on. Who do they want to represent the project? They don't want somebody that weighs 200 pounds. They want somebody that is a thin blonde. Yes, I'm going to say blonde because most of the time that's what they want. Not brown, not brunette, not red, not orange. They want somebody that's blonde with a figure and wears a size 7, and that's who the men are going to pick. Yes, men. Not so much other women, but men. We live in a society that men look at a woman, and even if she's intelligent, if the looks and the shape aren't there, they want nothing to do with them. And that is why we have so many students, so many girls in this country in trouble, because they've been brought up in a way that if you do not have the statue of intelligence, looks, then you're not going to get anywhere. And let's not ever get fat. Let's always be a size 7 or 8, never a 10, 11, or 12. Heaven forbid if you become a size 16. You're not going to make it in this country.